At 6:06, it is partly clear, 77 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 86 with a chance of rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. With measles cases on the rise in the U.S. and immunizations on the decline, Matt Trotter reports this morning that Tulsa health officials are very concerned.
The number of measles cases this year is already up 560% from 2010. Becky Grubb with the Tulsa Health Department says although there haven't been any cases here, the county's overall immunization rate is far too low.
We are considering those people who are under school age that haven't started immunizations yet, and then for some reason college age students are at greater risk.
The most recent data show just 70% of Tulsa County kids from 19 to 35 months are up to date on their immunizations. Statewide, that figure is 72.5%. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A new state audit this morning is highly critical of Rogers County government. Auditor and Inspector Gary Jones says there are lots of issues, including the way federal money was spent.
Federal emergency management approves projects and makes money available to complete those projects, and you need to assure that the money is spent where it's intended. And we've got quite a bit questioned cost. It's over $4 million worth of questioned cost that we're very concerned about.
Jones says there's also issues regarding the county treasurer not aggressively seeking past due property taxes. The auditor stopped just short of calling for criminal charges. PSO plans to install high-tech smart meters for all of its customers. To cover the cost, an agreement has been reached to hike electric bills $3.11 a month for the average residential user. Now, PSO Stan Whiteford says the Advanced Metering Infrastructure, or AMI, will provide benefits to clients.
Customers will see improved quality of service through enhanced outage restoration capabilities, electronic reading of meters, remote connections and disconnections, and really practically the virtual elimination of estimated meter reading.
If approved by the Corporation Commission, the rate hike will show up on your November bill. Pawnee County deputies find two men dead inside a mobile home north of Manford. The OSBI this morning has been called in to help investigate. Well, for decades, Tulsans have been told to call 596-COPS to help solve crimes. Well, now Tulsa's Crime Stoppers program needs help itself. With decreasing funds, Executive Director Carol Bush says they're trying to renew funding sources as well as receive new ones.
So that going forward, we can continue to not only do all the good things we have been doing, but also to expand the Crime Stopper program. There's lots of areas that we need to reach out to make it more effective and efficient, and we cannot do that with our current operating budget.
She says other than fundraisers and grant writing, the program will now focus on corporate membership. That membership campaign launched this week. The Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality issues a boil order for Rural Water District Number 9 in Wagner County. The DEQ's Skylar McElhaney says water samples turned up E. coli in the system.
The recommendation to consumers of the water to rigorously boil the water for 1 minute before using it in food preparation, brushing your teeth, or anything that's going to be used for consumption.
The area does not include the city of Wagner, but areas just to the north around the Rocky Point and Blue Bill recreation areas. Our weather forecast, the air quality is good, grass pollen high, a 70% chance of thunderstorms today. They're not expected to be severe, a high of 86. Tonight, the thunderstorms continue down to 72. The National Weather Service radar is showing rain this morning, but it is west of I-35. Now, at 6:10, partly clear in 77. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.